Welcome to our podcast, where we talk about everything mental health and wellbeing related for health and care staff working in Bristol, North Somerset and South Gloucestershire. My name is Melissa.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are two clinical psychologists at the Healthier Together Support Network.
The network was created in response to the immense pressure that we recognised health and care staff were under through the COVID-19 pandemic. Caring for others is the profession, and to do so, we also need structures available to help care for ourselves too.
So tune in to listen to conversations between staff about different issues that can be impacting us as we share information about our minds, our experiences, and ways to stay afloat when we find ourselves in the midst of a storm. So today's episode is focusing on the topic of how do we care for ourselves so that we can care for others. Sarah, you've been running a group at our service that's all about caring for ourselves. So for our listeners today, I'm going to be asking you some questions about what some of the challenges are when it comes to self-care and what are some of the ways that can help create or maintain a balance of also caring for ourselves as we provide care to others.
Oh, thanks for having me today, Melissa. Yeah, lovely to be here.
Sarah, I think this topic is so important in general, absolutely. In the caring profession, but particularly right now with the winter that we're in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just so important that actually we're doing an episode on this. It feels really appropriate. And it's really made me think a lot about actually how hard it can be to care for ourselves in such a changing landscape at the moment.
Massively. And it's a topic that's come up a lot in my individual sessions with staff, but also in my personal life when I'm thinking about caring for myself as a professional.
Yeah, definitely.
So what do you think are some of the challenges that people working in health and care, our listeners, may be facing currently that can actually make it really hard to care for ourselves?
You know, it goes without saying that the last 18 months just has presented so many challenges for all of us working in health and care. And, you know, the whole society has faced significant uncertainty and change. And there's just been so much challenge both in and out of work, I think, to create, you know, what really is such a perfect storm. I think, you know, at the moment, things are really busy across health and care. You know, it might be that, you know, we're not working with the same people in our team. We've moved between different places. There's increasing sickness and staff shortages. And there's just so much demand, which is increasing. And actually, some of our capacity is, you know, really being taken away at the moment. And, you know, on top of all of that work stuff, I think it's also the impact of all the life stuff that, you know, how COVID is just impacting, you know, caring responsibilities at home, for example. You know, some of us might be really struggling with organising childcare. There's a lot of uncertainty about testing and isolation. You know, we've missed out so much, so many of us on actually what's the stuff that's really important to us, you know, our social time to connect with people that really matter to us. So, you know, the things that we might usually do to look after ourselves isn't as readily available, you know, things being cancelled. And that stuff's really important because it, you know, it makes us up. I think that when you're experiencing this amount of challenge and, you know, from so many different areas of your life, that it can be so hard to show up for yourselves. And, you know, even with best intentions and, you know, the best will in the world, it can become so much harder to look after ourselves. And as you said, Melissa, you know, we're seeing this so much at the moment in our individual sessions and also outside of work in our personal lives. And I think it can be really hard to take time for ourselves when we are being pulled in, you know, so many different directions.
Gosh, so some understandable pressures that can make it harder actually to have the time or energy or even the resources to put back into ourselves. I know that you've been running the Caring for Ourselves to Care for Others group at our service. How did that group come about? Why was it created?
Yeah, that's such a lovely question. You know, as we've been saying, really, as a service, we've just really recognised the importance of keeping staff wellbeing at the forefront of everybody's minds because it's everybody's business. You know, we've got so many demands that are being placed upon us at the moment, and those demands aren't going anywhere, no matter how many resources we have. So when we are thinking about, you know, what draws us into working in a caring profession, then it's, you know, typically we're quite focused on the needs of other people and helping others, and often kind of prioritizing other people's needs over our own. And so this group is really emphasizing, you know, a bit of both. So how can we do both? that we can mutually care for ourselves and for other people as well. So I think that's really how this group's come about and why we've decided to deliver that in our service.
It makes me think about that quote, actually. We cannot pour from an empty cup.
What does that look like? So if someone was thinking of coming and joining your group, joining you, what kind of other things do you guys do?
Yeah, so in a nutshell, the group is based on an evidence-based psychological approach called acceptance and commitment therapy, which some of our listeners may have heard of or may even have been, may even be familiar with. And I guess this group really focuses on developing kind of three core skills, kind of holding in mind and recognizing, firstly, that when things get really difficult, that our minds just really get caught up in worrying and kind of all these worries about, the psychological past, or perhaps we're being pulled by our minds into the psychological future. And that can lead us to just kind of doing things in the present moment on autopilot. So the group really focuses on, developing the skill of mindfulness. And what I mean by that is kind of learning how to bring our attention on to what's going on for us in the present moment. So kind of stepping out of our autopilot and into our senses and, what's around us in the here and now. And a big part of that is, reminding ourselves that when things are completely beyond our control, and the more that our attention is being pulled in different directions, we know that being able to flexibly use our attention in that way through mindfulness can really help to alleviate our distress, and allows us to focus on what's important to us, which, again, the less distress we're likely to feel by doing that. The second skill that the group focuses on is how we can use these mindfulness skills to get in touch with and have space to connect with what's really important to us, with our values, to cultivate a greater awareness of what matters to us most in life. And the third skill is about, once we've got this awareness of our values, or when we've started thinking about these things, how can we actually take action that's in service of living in line with our values? Especially when we're juggling so many competing demands already, what can we do to help us to take that committed action towards, living a life that feels full and feels meaningful? So we're really talking about the choices that we're making day in and day out and how we live our lives. So the group, it's an opportunity to just think about and connect with what does caring for ourselves look like at the moment. We're not saying that there's, there isn't lots to improve in the system, but how can we do our best to look after ourselves in this context?
Well, Sarah, that's so helpful hearing you say it like that and break it down into those three areas of like our attention, our values, and then committing to ourselves as well, how we do that.
Absolutely.
And having a space for people to come together who've shared that experience would also be important, because
absolutely,
we don't get that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of having that reflective space just to come together and, especially when, connecting with other people around that stuff has been stripped away, when, the main topic of conversation for lots of people over the last 2 years has been kind of firefighting and surviving COVID. So actually having that space to really get back to, life outside of but including COVID is as important, I think. We're all there as healthcare professionals, but we're humans too, and I think again there's that emphasis on how we come together at that level, and that's so important at the moment.
Gosh, what a lovely message. And I guess I'm aware we're coming to the end of our episode already.
Yes
Sloane.
Oh.
But thinking about kind of what you've just said, I wonder what's one message you'd really want someone to take home with them from listening to our chat today?
Yeah, that's a really hard question. I think there's a lot going on right now which makes life hard, and I think just to remind ourselves that it's understandable and it's natural to be really impacted by what's going on at work and in our home lives. And it doesn't mean that we're not coping. It means that we're humans who are just trying our best to adapt to how difficult things are right now. And that is encapsulated by a quote that's one of my favorite quotes, which is, if you don't decide where you're going, you'll end up wherever you're heading. So I'd say to anybody listening to this to really think about you know, where do you get that time and how can we conserve our energy by focusing on what's important to us?
Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope some of the things we discussed today were helpful to hear.
Even though it's easy to feel as if we are, it's important to remember that we're not alone at the moment. If you related to anything that we discussed today or you want to hear more about our service offer, please visit our website by clicking the link in the episode info. On the website, there's also a link for if you need immediate support. So stay tuned to listen to our next episode, and until then, take care.